news. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. With the Sponge and the Weasel leading the way, coming to you every Saturday. We got Father John Sweaty with his sweet, sweet tracks, and we got the Keepo with his animal facts. Penny, Buster, and Specky Steve, yeah, they're pretty shit folks, and they make you wanna leave. But lest I forget to mention, the man with the wicked intention. It's a topical, prodigal, so iconical, it's gonna be hysterical. I'm talking about the Chronicle, coming in your earways, all over your chin. Now everybody pregnant, and it's time to begin.
Oh, welcome to another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. How are you, Weiss?
Oh, better now, I've heard that.
Oh, I know, right. We're ready to go. Ready to go. And we've got ready. Father John on the line already. How are you, Father?
I'm already here, mate. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to go, mate.
Oh, we had a bit of a slow start this morning. Sorry, that was partly my fault. And
look out when the cron comes on the line.
he's warm. He is warm.
Oh dear.
Yeah, the definition of primed. I think we're in for a treat. I haven't heard from him today either, which is concerning.
It is. It's very concerning. Well, the pubs are open. We spoke about that last time we were here, and Chronicle's been taking full advantage of that. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
I'm guessing he's got some good poems ready for us.
Oh dear, that's what he's probably doing. He's writing his poems. Hey, Weez, I wanted to talk just before we got into it.
And father.
Yeah, a few years ago, Father John, I sent Weasel a message and said, "Mate, you know, I need to go on a diet. Do you want to do a bit of a challenge?" And he's like, "Yeah, all right, let's do it." And basically, to cut a Vegas story short, we basically...
Still going to be 20 minutes.
Yeah, no. We basically did this challenge. And the issue was I think I weighed myself with shoes, or I don't think I did, but he weighed himself with shoes. I didn't weigh myself with shoes. And then at the end of it, he noticed in the photo when I took the picture of the scales that I didn't have shoes on. And so we called it Shoegate. It was a...
I am very competitive.
You are very competitive. You lost.
Yeah, because of the shoes. You probably had some sinkers in there originally, first ones.
Yeah, I did. I had heaps of sinkers. But listen, mate, I'm just wondering, could I tempt you in another Shoegate challenge?
Yeah, I'm keen.
You keen?
Yeah. So the no shoes when we weigh in.
Okay, what I'm thinking is how about next time, or even at the end of today?
Yeah,
we weigh ourselves.
Yeah, I'll start drinking a bit of water, get some sinkers ready.
Out there, I haven't been to the toilet yet today either, so that's working for me. So
we could 5 kilos
absolutely
each week weigh in.
Yeah, so
because
so,
you know we do it weekly.
Well. No. The curtain's been revealed.
No, I reckon we go back. We go back. Let's put the curtains back down.
Let's pretend we never said it.
Yeah. Just because it's funny.
Father John, time machine is back up online.
I got this gig this week. I mean, next week.
My head's already spinning.
Wasn't from that first drag either.
So back to Shoegate.
Yeah, so you know, why don't at the end of today's two episodes, we'll get the scales, we'll get on the scales, we'll weigh ourselves. Whatever we're wearing, that's what we've got to wear every week.
Yeah, so I pretty much do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Well, you're not wearing a singlet today.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Winter's coming. It's no longer a heater and no longer bloody 300 degrees in the studio.
No.
Well, I can't see though. The deep fryer's in full swing.
Well, yeah, but you know, global warming, mate. Yeah. It's real.
It's a polar vortex at the moment.
So yeah, let's do it. You can?
Done, yeah.
What's the wager?
$1,000.
No, let's put a winner on the table.
Let's put a
little toe.
What about a
little
50? Toe? Yeah, a little toe on it. What about a 50? A crisp 50?
A pineapple?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long are we going? I feel like it needs to be... For the state that you and I are in,
it needs to be a year-long challenge.
I feel like it needs to be a longish sort of a challenge.
Yeah. What do you? It's up to you. What are you in? Like 12 weeks, maybe 12 weeks or 12 longer. Week? 12 week challenge. That's, okay, that's a all ring to it.
Let's do it. 12 week challenge.
12 week challenge. Yeah. Okay. Done. You're done. On.
Okay. All right. And we're going percentage loss, obviously.
Righto.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I reckon we should do it kilos, but that's all right.
Yeah, no, I think you've got a couple more to lose than me. I reckon. Yeah. I reckon you could really turn this on. Well, okay.
Not my fault. I'm 6'4" and 120. Actually, it is my fault.
All right, we're going to jump into it. Sorry, father, what were you saying?
I'm 113, I think. I did get up to about 100. I got up to about 120, 118, I think I was a few months ago, but I've been trying to eat less at the all-you-can-eat buffet at work. It's so hard because half the...
I'm yeah, exactly that too.
113.
Yeah, was 145 at one point.
Oh, really?
That was a fun time. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, Father John, I'm gonna come to you for inspiration and tips.
Just cry more, eat less.
Cry more, eat less. Just throw up into the toilet and you'll be right.
Well, I've no idea what I am, so it could be anything. So we'll see what happens today. All right. We're going to jump into it, guys. So strap yourselves in. It's going to be another great week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. All right. Well, we're here with the Chronicle and Father John Sweaty. Chronicle, how are you, mate? The pubs are open. You came in late this morning, mate. How are you feeling?
Yeah, look, I won't lie. I am very dusty. I got off the bus this afternoon, and the bus sort of pretty much stops at the front of me pub. I got off the bus, and obviously my local has massive windows. So when I got off the bus, the bartender or the owner looks at me and goes, like, pretty much sort of gives me the old pint single. And he goes, I went, oh, I'm going to pull in, but I've got to go home and write a poem. And anyway, I got there and stayed till close. So it's been I'm a mess. Absolute mess.
You sound pretty good.
You sound all right. You sound like you've gotten back on track a bit.
Yeah, very well on track.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wonder what you'll sound like on next week's episode.
Yeah, I wonder. You know the Chronicle. He's straight down the line, this man. So, hey, listen, guys. Well, Chronicle, mate, I was listening to the news the other day, okay? And they're talking about how there was an election in Scotland just recently. And I was thinking, you know, just imagine Chronicle for Congress in Scotland. How'd the election go? Did you get into it at all?
To be honest, I didn't even know there was an election.
Vote Chronicle.
But yeah, thanks for bringing it up. But I tell you what, now that you brought it up, I might run for party. Might run for party.
Yeah, I think
he's in. Party. Yeah, run a party, host a party. Yeah.
Ash party, but there is
Ash party party.
Actually, I do lie. I did hear, you know, on the grapevine there was an election, and there was one party that was quite controversial. Actually, it was they hate the gays.
Oh,
like literally, ooh. They're all and I'm just like, if you're running for a seat in Parliament, that's probably not the best way to go about it.
No, well, you certainly got the penny buster offside.
Yeah,
yeah, but they were quite vocal about obviously about that. I went, oh, I mean, literally could have went, oh, you know, I love Manchester United or something like that. But no, they've gone full up. I hate the gays. And I'm like,
oh, maybe father's invented the time machine and you've gone back. You're going back 50 years.
Yeah, that's right. The whole of Scotland.
Yeah, safe to say they didn't get a vote anyway.
Very good.
I hope no one in that party heard about your rooftop expertise.
Yeah, the old rooftop experience.
The warrior.
Yeah, the rooftop warrior. Very good.
Oh, dear. Hey, so look, we spoke about last week you writing a poem about being back at the pub, and I've written here in the notes, Chronicles poem, Back on the Stool. You've had a couple of weeks to write this Chronicle, and you've been sitting at the pub
with Ronnie
for a fair while. With Ronnie.
Is he alive still?
Oh, Ron, yeah. He's still kicking.
Yeah. He's 2 weeks away from the stroke.
Obviously, Yeah, I'm about an hour away from a stroke, and it was literally Sponge. Like, I think I spoke to Sponge last week, and literally he made me feel quite good about myself because he was a sloppy mess, which I am now. But yeah. He goes, mate, make sure you write a poem for next week. And I went, oh yeah, no worries. And every afternoon since the pub's open, I've been there from 4 p.m. after work till close, and it's a bit hard to find some motivation when you're constantly hungover.
Yeah, all right, Cron. So the poem this week, what's it called?
Wrote it at about 10 p.m. So we're saying 2 hours ago on my phone. So hang on, I better pick it up.
How are you going to do this?
So, it's short and sharp, but. Yeah, I mean, I was talking to basically the barmaids at the pub, and then a couple of good sorts. Actually, I was didn't want to bar me because I was
they're human,
very very sloppy, very sloppy.
I thought because they're human. Yeah.
They're the wrong type of mammal.
Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? I said, I'm writing a poem. I'm writing a poem on my phone. and literally, they looked at me as if I was. A leper, like they just said, no. What is wrong with you? Do you want another drink? I said, no. Yeah, I do, but I've literally got to write a poem.
Did you tell them to listen from multiple devices?
tell their friends.
I'm pretty sure they weren't even listening. They weren't even listening to me. So they were just like, basically, do you want another drink? I said, yeah, but can you stop bothering me?
You should have said, hey, listen. I'll give you an exclusive, all right?
What would be funny is if this is a love poem. Will be.
All right. Do you have a title?
I didn't have time to write a title, please.
Okay. We'll take it away.
I might give it away.
The Chronicles poem about being back at the pub. Take it away, my friend.
On the stool, sitting at the pub, and I'm writing this on my phone, and it feels kind of weird. I should be drinking at home alone. But, you know, it's good to be back. The local has, you know, obviously welcomed me back. And I've been in every day and had a proper crack. I've forgotten how expensive it is, you know, to go out and drink. I'm currently five pints deep and 20 vodkas deep, which is quite, you know, it's made me think, you know, for one pint, I could buy four cans at the shop. But the feeling of being out makes it a tasty drop. I was so used to drinking by myself, so it was tough for the Cron to go out and converse. But after a couple of lagers, talking to people was far from worse. Although the Cron has been caught at the bar with some punishing locals, nothing but horrible chat, the Cron hates people that are far too vocal. I've gained celebrity status after my start to close last Saturday. The bar staff thought it was legendary, but I'm the Cron, what can I say? You know, how can you do coast to coast and still hold a valid conversation? Well, I've been training for a year and a half, and, you know, I don't drink in moderation. To go 7 months without a pint at your local, at home, pouring your own beers, as a pub man through and through, it was hard not to shed a few tears. The first day it opened, I actually ran home from work. I spend $600 Australian in 4 afternoons, and that's without even going berserk. So as I'm writing this, you know, this week, after I've only paid for two, but a hot butt, Jesus. So as I'm writing this, I have paid for two, but a hot barmaid is working, so I'll probably stay for a few. The Cron has never been happier. The local is his happy place. And as I'm drinking and writing, I can't wipe the smile from my face. Just talking about being here makes the big fella half sob. But if I keep coming back here every afternoon, I'll have to find a second job. I look forward to the end of this session. When my bar tab has been paid, I'm sick of writing this poem. Time to tune the barmaid.
Chronicle 2021.
Yeah, that was tough. That was literally very tough. Sorry.
Oh my god, there were so many moments in there. The wheels nearly fell off about 8 or 9 times.
They did. I'm really impressed you got through it.
The wheels have fallen off since you've caught me.
Another little bathroom break.
Absolutely. Very good. Hey, Father John, did I hear Louis in the background just before?
Yeah, he's gone berserk. He's starting to fire up at a few kids. Good to see.
100% good boy.
What? Yeah.
Hey.
Firing up a few kids.
Yeah, the kids walk past and he just gets up. I'm like, ah, yeah, man.
Better than the old man doing it, I guess.
Get off my lawn. Get off
my lawn.
Very good.
He's out there with a cane rocking chair and a shotgun.
Hey, guys, getting to know you this week, I've got some questions.
The Chronicles questions. How'd you go, Chronicle? Did you get the questions?
I can't even spell question at the moment, to be honest.
Neither can I.
Yeah, you
W-E. W.
What's the letter that comes after Q? I'm sure there was one. Look, this week it's going to be called the Slackers Edition. Okay, the Slackers Edition. So
I'm out. that is a heavy lifter. I'm no slacker.
Some questions about, you know, being a little bit slack. So question one, have you ever worked with someone who did everything they possibly could to avoid hard work? Let's start with you.
I thought we covered this
John.
Last week. I thought we covered this last week with me and the Cron teaching together.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was an example. But I wonder if you've ever seen...
Yeah.
There seems to be this age demographic where men get to about 50, you know, early 50s and they can see retirement in sight and they just go, you know what? I'm checking out. I'm doing everything I can.
And all their past work is then like, oh, well, I used to work hard, so it's your turn now.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, well, so you're getting paid for nothing.
Exactly. You know, oh, Jesus. Please.
That's an edit.
Oh. Weasel. How dare you?
I'm sending this to your mum.
I just want to see Sponge do some heavy lifting, that's all, as the editor.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, let's start swearing. That's really hard for me. Yeah.
Thank you.
Jesus.
I'll just replace it with crayons.
Crowns.
Hey, let's start with you, Father John.
Well, it's back at that school I was working with. It's not the Chronicle, but there's this big fella there, right? He's about 50. But he's not one of those C-bombs that Weasel was saying. He's never worked hard. He's there on, like, one of them contracts where he can't get fired, if you know what I mean. And and I was sitting in the MC unit, which is, like, the little spud farm where, the multi-curriculum unit, right? And this massive fight breaks out between these kids. And I'm in there, like, getting punched, getting kicked, near spat on. And I just look up, and this big fella's up there eating a cupcake, just looking at me like, you want to do something, bro?
Delicious.
It was a good cupcake, though. Yeah. Good
cupcake. What flavour?
Oh, I believe it was chocolate.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, yummy.
Did it have icing?
No, it was one of them real dense, you know, the ones you get from Woolies, a triple choc. I'd be glued to my feet too, to be fair. I should give them like a bit of a break.
Oh, dear. No more of them ways for
you
us.
You were more worried trying to win that fight.
I was getting beaten up.
Well, I've got to say, Cron, you would know this man too. I won't tell his name, but he used to work with us back in the day, and he used to teach about year three. He ended up teaching in year seven with us. Big man. Dropping a few clues there for you, Cron. But he basically, when I first started working there, I used to take the kids for PE a little bit, and he was the master. He was the master at just filling in time with nothing, you know? And so you'd go to his classroom and you'd go, oh, g'day, Mr. Slack. I'm here to take the kids out to PE. And they'd only have 40 minutes or something like that. And he'd go, oh, yeah, no worries, Mr. Sponge. Hang on, let's just get them ready. And he'd go, all right, stand up. And the kids would stand up and some would talk and he'd go, no, 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 sit down. And they'd all sit down and he'd go, stand up. And they'd all stand up and one kid would knock his chair over and go, no, 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 sit down. And they'd all sit down. And
sounds like he's just really good at behavior management.
Well, yeah. Did he work at a dog school?
That's all he would do. That's all he would do. So in the mornings, you'd see his class lined up outside their classroom and he'd spend 15 minutes out there going, no, 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 no. Two straight lines. You've got to be in two straight lines. And then at lunchtimes, about once a week, he'd walk past his room and he'd be asleep in his chair. So yeah, he loved to keep at work. What about you, Cron?
I'm not throwing myself under the bus, but I'm going to say myself. Like, literally, I'm quite happy with. Yeah, well, yeah, I am right under that bus. I mean, I'm not blowing smoke up my own ass, but I literally, I was the master of doing bare minimum, but getting away with it. I look back and go, how did I get away with doing some of the stuff I did?
Just make one thing clear? You did not get away with it. It still gets talked about.
Yeah. Still gets brought up. Like, I mean, literally, old Cron laughs and stuff. They're like, oh, he, you know, comes in. He's getting paid, but he's like a babysitter.
So, Father John, that conversation we were having off air, it's just been answered, that question.
Yeah. Want him back?
Oh, yeah.
Rather not.
To be honest, even doing the bare minimum and some of the stuff I got away with, I still won the hearts of everyone. And they're like, oh, you know, he's a good fella. He's a good fella, but he's a terrible teacher. Absolutely terrible teacher.
Well, yeah, what about you, mate?
I've known a few over their time, but there's one at the moment that it's more just funny because, say, he's an older bloke. He's that old. He's a great guy. I get along with him real well. But he's on the opposite crew to me. And when he'll always do the, when there's something to be done, he'll be like, oh, if he's on day shift, he'll be like, oh, that's a night shift job. And then when he's on night shift, when he's on night shift, it's now a day shift job. He just, no, that's a day shift job. And he'll always, if he's on day shift, there's PMs that day shift people do.
Yeah,
and when you're in his section, if you're in the opposite to him on nights, he'll be like, oh, do you want to give us a hand with those PMs? And it's like, wait, you never give anyone else a hand with their PMs when you're on night.
Oh, dear.
But he's a real good guy.
Yeah, they always are. Great blokes. Question two, what is your go-to when you call in sick? Let's start with you, Chronicle.
I just say I've been up all night drinking. I can't have it.
Do you really?
No, but okay.
You can't say that.
It's probably the same with everyone. If you go with the runs, or you say you're spewing and you're pooing, they'll just go, oh, you know, don't come in. But to be honest, a father had backed this up. We used to have. The person we used to have to call in and tell that we can't come in, pretty close with, and I'd literally didn't have to call. You just text, and I'd just text some mornings after if I've had a massive night. I'll just text and go, I can't come in, and she'd go, oh, why is that? I said, just you do not want me teaching kids today. And she goes, are you sick? I said, nah. And she goes, right, I'll get a relief teacher. It was that easy.
It's gold. I've got to say, like, there's one word that'll get you out of anything, and that word's diarrhea. Yeah. You just pull,
explosive.
Yeah. You pull that cat out of the bag. No one wants to see it. But I'm not going to lie, gents. Yeah. Well, as soon as you have kids, they're a great excuse, you know, because you just go, huh, kid's sick. It's not me. It's them. Yeah. And then you just
healthy as an ox.
Then you stay at home and you go, oh, sweetheart, do you want to have McDonald's for lunch?
His dad wants to.
No, Dad, I've got.
Here's an iPad.
I've got that, Mrs.
I've got this pouch.
But even boys, when I had diarrhea and I was sick as a dog, I'd still go in because you, if you're going to have a day off, you want to make sure you're healthy and you can, you know, have a drink. So you'd always, I mean, I've gone in sick so many times, but all the days I had off, I was, you know, I was fine. I was really, you know, bloody good. I was like, I'll have a few beers, wake up, you know, have a VB and a ciggy for breakfast. And you'd be like, yeah, well, like you'd go in sick. Going sick.
Nice.
But what you want to have your days off clean.
What about you, Father John?
Yeah, look, you just can't go past the Mississippi mud. Was on the green apple this morning.
Mississippi mud. Well, Wheeze, you're an interesting one because you obviously fly in, fly out. So if you're crook, you sort of, it throws a spanner in the works.
Yeah, so I generally don't take sickies. I pretty much don't. I have once when I was, well, probably more than once. What happens if I'm sick? I might extend it longer than it needs to be to get the week off. Because, yeah, so if I fly out Monday, the next flight's Wednesday. If I miss that, the next flight's Thursday. And if I miss that and happen to come Good Friday, then I've got the week off.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I had one where I got absolutely blind and my keys were in my partner's handbag at the time and I wasn't staying at her place and I woke up in the morning to go to work, didn't have any keys and I was like, well, I'm not going to pay for an Uber to Brisbane and then an Uber back. So I rang up, I did the old sickie. But yeah, normally I don't though. Yeah. I extend them though.
Yeah, it would be good. One week off for you is 3 weeks off.
Yeah, but I thought I'd lost my keys though. So I generally was like, oh, they're gone, and I didn't know where they were, and I was like, I can't get to work. So yeah, I was sick.
Yeah, righto.
But Wheeze, with the fly in, fly out, you still get paid if just say you get the Mississippi mud for a week.
Yeah.
You still get paid for that week off.
Yeah, of course.
Jeez, I'll be missed to be mudding all over that bathroom floor.
Yeah.
Chronicle's going to be hitting you up for a job.
A work favourite from everyone at work, the old sore back. That one, because the people that, oh, I've got a sore back, that gets them out for a week pretty easy.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Or the heavy lifting.
Yeah, or the heavy lifting carrying me.
Question three, guys. Would you help someone move? This is a bit of a loaded question.
Would
you help someone move? Wheeze?
No. Not anymore because I've got a sore back, but I've helped every single person in our group of friends move about 10 times, I reckon.
You have. You've helped, so, actually. And I've got to say, when we moved into the house that I'm in at the moment, Weasel and the Chronicle helps me move.
Mm.
Can you guys remember that?
No.
You don't?
Is that my house move?
Did I?
Yeah,
did Chronicle. I help you move?
Yeah, you helped me move.
Actually, I do have a call.
Yeah? Out of that unit in Runaway Bay. It was up 3 flights of stairs.
It was with my old man. Bloody long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Yeah. Yeah.
I do not recall.
I don't think I've ever helped anyone move, so thank you to you two.
I've helped about 300 people.
Vague recollections of it.
Yeah, what about you, Cron?
I remember that. I mean, probably the same as Father. You know, you're too nice. Someone goes, oh, you know, moving house. And you've got no, and obviously when they ask you, if you're asking someone to move house, you want to ask them when they're full of piss.
Yeah.
So they're going to be like, yeah, mate, I'll
put a carton.
I'll help you move. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you can lure someone in with a carton and, I don't know, obviously a barbecue, you'd be like, I'll do it. I've helped so many people move. It's not funny.
Well, I'm not going to lie. When you guys helped me move, like I think I didn't really thank you at all. So I tell you what, when everyone's back and we do that episode here in the studio, I'm gonna put on beers and I'm gonna put on some grub and we're gonna have a thank you for helping me move 10 years ago.
The truck will be there ready.
It'll be ready. Yeah. His old sponge.
I'm gonna burn
again.
All the furniture that I've moved.
The worst,
unbelievable.
Just a quick side one. The worst one I've ever helped move would be Glenn, one of our friends.
Fish tanks.
Oh no, but I have a rule. If you're moving, I'm helping you. I've learned this after about the 10th move. you got to be ready. You got to have all your stuff. Yeah. I see that. I use bloody, yeah. You got to have all your stuff, not S-H-I-T.
Oh, yeah.
Well ready done. To go. Yeah. You got to have it all ready, packed, good to go. But Glenn, oh, my God, that guy is hopeless. You go around to help him. I'm like, I'm helping you move. We're going to knock this out real quick. Yeah. Chuck everything in the truck, drive it to the other end. I'm going to chuck it all out onto your, you know, in your house, and you can pack it up to whatever you want with it. He has zero things ready. He's got about a million fish tanks. They're all connected. Oh, man. I left. Well, I drove. I was like, look, I'll come back tomorrow. You get it ready.
Yeah, because you have access to trucks. To,
yeah.
That helps. What about you, Father John? Are you someone who helps people move?
Well, really, when they ask all the question that I'm hearing is, are you nice? And I say, yeah, I'll help you. And then the day comes to it, I'm like, oh, shit. But the worst one, like Lee's the same, was
Mississippi Martin. Are you nice? Yes, I am. Comes to the day. Are you sick? Yes, I am.
Do you pay sick leave? I'd like to get paid for not helping you.
Do I still get paid?
Can you drop off the beers and barbecue?
All right. Sorry, go on the worst one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had a mate who was working with in London, and he lived right next to Tower Bridge. So that area is really, really busy in this massive high rise. His wife was pretty loaded. It definitely wasn't on a teacher's salary. And we pretty much had to move an entire apartment in an hour and a half. He had the truck outside, like on this busy road. And I think we got it done in about an hour and a half, but it was like a full truckload. We were covered in sweat. And then we got back to his place, unloaded it, and then we decided to sit down for some chicken and beer. And we got in trouble for having chicken and beer when his wife got home.
Oh, what?
I was devastated. Oh.
Chicken and beer is something better. Yeah, that's my plan. That's going to be my thank you, chicken and beer. Yeah.
Well, I think the common thing is with moving, obviously, my philosophy is if you don't own a piano or a pool table, I might come and help you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
One of the worst things.
Good call. Question 4, have you ever worn the same clothes to work without washing them? Wheeze?
Yes, I have once that I know of. I got absolutely blind. So I finished work. I was wearing the clothes, went out straight after work, one of my mates, Oaks, and I can't remember who else. Got blind. Oaks dropped me home. I was having trouble walking, so he challenged me to a running race to try and speed it up because he knew my competitive nature. I've tripped and I've split the bottom of my chin open, like a little cut. Like I know I've split it open anyway, and there's blood all on my shirt.
Yeah,
I've gone to bed, and my brother's waking me up like, Weasel, don't you have to work? And I was like, oh, what? He's like, don't you have to work today? I was like, oh, damn
was
it.
Was this at the video shop?
Yeah, it was at the video, shop. So I've chucked on the clothes because I was in a rush. I was like an hour late. I've chucked on the clothes that I had on the night before / I was at work the day before in, chuck them on, get to work. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And the boss rings up. He's like, oh, where have you been? I was like, oh, and the phone was playing up at the time. And I was like, oh, sorry. I just heard the phone going, ee. I'm like, I heard it. I just, hello? And I'm like, oh, I've been here the whole time. Anyway, and the funniest thing is this big island of like kind of like Specky Steve walks in. Yep. And he's a bouncer at the casino, and I knew him because I used to freak
out. To the voice.
He walks in. He's like, hey, bro. He's like, hey, bro, you had a big night, eh? And I was like, oh, yeah, you could say that. And he goes, oh, okay. Went and got some movies and then comes back to the counter. He's booked out his movies and he goes, oh, by the way, bro, you got a bit of blood. You got a bit of blood on your shirt and on your chin. So then I had to quickly duck home and change.
Hats off to you. You went into that job like I don't think you ever went into that job sober. No. It was great. What about you, Cron?
Look, I think I can speak for Father and myself, obviously living together. I mean,
the better question would be if we'd ever wore fresh clothes to work.
there was one time, like, our washing machine was broken, and literally we'd have to go down to the laundromat in, you know, in Inverell. And the best thing about going to the laundromat was that our local pub was across the road. So we're like, don't mind doing laundry. But there'd be some times I'd look at Father John and he'd look at me and go, when was the last time you washed those pants? And I'd be like, I don't know, March, you know, last year.
Green pants too.
Oh, yeah, Father and I would. We'd literally wear the same pants. I mean, look, we must have went to school and Father and I would be wearing these same clothes every day. And, like, teacher must be looking at it going, I'm pretty sure he wore that yesterday. We would have stunk. We would have spelled, like, Siggy, Grog. And Father and I just didn't care. We literally didn't care.
Well, because I do remember easy. When we were working together, Cron, you were the master of the jumper. So you'd wear a jumper over the same shirt every day. And you'd like, well, I don't have to iron it. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to wash it. Really, the only thing people are looking at is the collar. So, you know.
Oh, I mean, and that's what I'm spewing about coming back home, because over here, I haven't worn a shirt outside for who knows how long. I think we talked about it. You know, winter weather, you can get away with it. You can get a jumper.
Yeah,
but yeah, all my shirts at the moment, they're like crop tops. It's literally they are. I haven't bought another shirt because there's no need. There's no need. All you can do is
just showing the collar off the rig.
Pops out of the out of the jumper. Oh, yeah. imagine the Cron in a crop top. It would.
Mr. Chronicle, I can see your belly button. Oh dear.
I can see you getting a bad report card.
All right, very good, gents. Well, sorry. Did we? Yeah, Father John, you sort of. Piped into that one.
Chronicle summed it up. We never wear clean clothes.
Yeah. What about now, Father John?
I might get like 2 days of fresh clothes in a week.
Okay. Yeah. That's about the same as me. I've got to say.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling when you walk into work and everything, every piece of apparel is fresh. It's really unsettling. I've got to have a whole, like, got to at least have some 2 day undies or something. Like.
Father, I forgot. So, boys, I forgot to tell you a good story. So, basically, there'd be times where, obviously, back in the no washing machine day, and we'd wake up in the morning, and Father would go, I've got no shirts. I've got no shirts. So he'd literally wait till 8:30 till Big W opened, and he'd race down to Big W, get a cheap polo, and just throw it on. But that was like, how many? Like, sometimes Father would go through like 3 polos a week. He'd be like, amazing.
I've done that way more many times than I can count, and I still do it occasionally.
Oh, love it, love it. All right, Father John. Song time.
We've just got some good feedback.
So much feedback. Everyone loves the Father. Actually, before we jump into the song, I got a text from one of our listeners, my cousin, who actually, I think he's listened to the show pretty much every week.
Converted. Cousin, tell your friends, play from multiple devices.
Yeah. Nah, his response will not be PC or PG.
It won't.
But he sent me a few things. What did he say? He said, get Father John to do a Maury mashup version of I Can Feel My Face by The Weeknd. Do you know that song?
I can feel my face.
Yeah, anyway.
I can't feel my face.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah,
I'm
yeah, yeah.
I'm going to imagine this is going down the ice methamphetamine line.
Well, yeah. He says, I can't feel my face when I sniff glue, but I love it. And I was like, oh, mate, that sounds like a parody song.
Sounds like a parody.
Yeah.
Tell you it doesn't get
It sounds like father's trying to get out of it pretty quickly.
Yeah. Sorry.
It sounds like I don't want to have a beer with your cousin.
Yeah. He doesn't. Oh, yeah. Let's turn off the only listeners we have.
Thank you for your feedback, cousin Sponge.
So, look, but if you can come up with a different song you could mash it to, we'd do that. So, what you need to do is you need to find a song where it's all about sniffing glue and then put it to I Can't Feel My Face, and he might do it.
Okay.
Then it wouldn't be a parody,
it
right?
It sounds like a parody, if you ask me. It's not a parody. Very like a parody.
Well, you have to do it and then see what it sounds like, and then we'll vote if it's a parody or not.
You may... I'm not going to have to do anything, Lee.
This is true.
And what's about to happen really proves that point.
Yes. Father John, you are safe for at least
6 years,
maybe 10 more podcasts. You're safe for 10 more podcasts with the Facebook bank. So
yeah,
keep on living the good life.
Yeah. Enabling me, are you?
He sent me something else too, but I'm going to ask. He sent me this weird recorded song about a Mitsubishi Lancer, but I've got to do some research.
Sounds like a parody.
Yeah. So, Father John, no song this week.
It's a green dot.
It's a green dot. Okay. Father John, song this week, what are we playing?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even look. Play Case and I'll drop you.
He's got that many bangers. He's searching through the bangers going, I could play that one, but I'll probably get too many views.
I'm literally going on my Facebook now. What have I got?
Why are you asking Father John for? Why are you asking me?
What's the one the Chronicle was talking about the other day?
I tried to do that one, but it's the recording quality is not good enough.
Okay.
Unfortunately. It's just
which one's that?
The
Kings of Leon one?
Pyra.
Yeah.
Pyra. After you'll have to play it for me. I want to see it later on.
Just not good enough, eh?
Sorry, mate.
We deserve better.
Yeah, nothing to do with the recording quality.
Anyway.
You go on and pick.
I'll pick something. I'll find something.
Yeah, get the applause ready. Are you ready?
I'll get it.
All right. Well,
whatever you go on.
Yep.
Song by Father John.
I'll probably comment on it.
All right. This is Father John Sweaty.
And commented a thousand
with times. With his version of Let's See What Happens. Here we go.
This talk of getting old is getting me down my low. I can get in my back, waiting to drown. This time I'm calming down. And I hope you're thinking of me. Just let me know and I'll sing in your ear again.
Father John, I tell you what, mate, if I could pull songs from my kit bag as good as that, that's Drugs Don't Work by Father John Sweaty. That's a good one, mate.
But they do. Oh, cheers, mate.
Yeah, song sounds like a lie.
I like that. Hey, just yeah. just a progress checker. How are you going with the gym? Have you listened to the gym?
I tried, but I'm not taking it. I feel really bad saying this, but I tried to listen to it. Oh, God. Weasel.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Now that's...
let me finish. I tried to listen to it, but I couldn't finish because it's just hard to compare yourself to that amount. Yeah, hit him with the floppy. Yes.
It's a bloody good song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too good. I don't want to tarnish it.
It's like Mount Everest. You got to try and bloody do better than that. And she just can't.
Scum Known was very good.
Quite the band.
Okay, guys. Look, it's been a good episode of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. Next week, we're going to have the Keeper and the Penny Buster on the show. So look forward to that one. But we'll be lacking a Chronicle poem, but that's fine. Because we're still waiting for those electricians in Moree to jump on board. So all good.
The economy must be crashing there in Moree. If all the electricians aren't in town.
Well, it's winter, so there's no air conditioning to do. Yeah, right, so. But
Jesus.
So. The power grid got shut off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. All right, gents.
Listen from multiple devices. Tell your friends.
Yep. Listen from all your devices and tell your friends. Yeah. And until next week at the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles, we hope you have a great week and we will see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.